Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks primarily to Atletico Madrid coming up short in their match. Real Madrid wins theirs in order to climb back on top of La Liga. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And quite frankly, Real Madrid really needed this win because they're still trying to recover from their humiliating loss in the Supercopa de España final, in which they lost 5-2 to Barcelona. As a matter of fact, it seems that all season, or ever since that first La Liga El Clásico encounter with Barcelona at the Santiago Bernabeu, Real Madrid have been trying to recover ever since. But things got worse in that Supercopa de España, so Real Madrid has a lot of questions leaning on them right now, primarily because of issues surrounding the midfield as well as the defense, but also the playing ability and the mentality and the team chemistry of players. There's also questions, you know, regarding the manager, Carlo Ancelotti. It just seems to me that many are justifiably concerned, and I should probably say worried as far as Real Madrid goes, because, you know, Real Madrid always has much at stake, and Real Madrid is in the business of winning titles, which they've already won two so far this season. So Real Madrid is really trying to figure out all their issues regarding the midfield and the defense. Now, in this match today against Las Palmas, speaking of defense, David Alaba made his return after being out with an injury for 13 months. 13 months ago, ladies and gentlemen, in a match against Villarreal, December 17th, 2023, David Alaba suffered a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. It required surgery, and he was out for an extensive amount of time. Again, lasted about 13 months. And in this game, January 19, 2025, in Real Madrid's 4-1 win over Las Palmas, the Australian defender made his return. David Alaba missed an entire year. An entire year. And here he is. Now, he came in as a substitute, but I would say he looked fine. David Alaba is slowly making his way back up. However, speaking of defense, obviously there are still a lot of unanswered questions regarding the defense. Now, the likes of Eder Militao, David Carvajal are still injured. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the injuries and suspension. Now, obviously, Vinicius Jr. is serving a suspension because of the red card. As far as Luka Modric goes, well, I was certainly surprised. And of course, Eduardo Camavinga is also out. So particular names in this one really had me very confused because I didn't hear anything about an injury, especially about Eduardo Camavinga. Now, he was out with a hamstring injury, according to The Athletic, but it's unclear how long he'll be out. And it's obviously bad timing because Real Madrid's next match is in a Champions League group stage match. So again, very, very bad timing. And it just seems to me that Eduardo Camavinga, as far as his injuries goes, it just seems to be extremely, extremely difficult because he suffered that injury and that loss to Liverpool in that Champions League match. So, now this was actually announced that he's actually going to miss several matches, according to ESPN. So, 3 days ago, this was actually right before my birthday. So, for those of you wondering, January 18th was my birthday. So, Eduardo Camavinga was already ruled out, and it says here that he's set to miss the two decisive Champions League matches. So, that means that Camavinga will not play in Real Madrid's remaining Champions League matches against RP Salzburg and French club Brest, again, because of the injury. So, wow. So, he's expected to be out for at least 3 weeks, or around 3 weeks, as ESPN says. So again, this is extremely, extremely unfortunate. Now, as far as Real Madrid goes, based on their position as far as the Champions League is concerned, Well, if Real Madrid can somehow muddle through these last two games, I can honestly say that, you know, once he comes back, you know, for the knockout stage, then, you know, everything should be fine. So I think Real Madrid's going to be okay. So, but they'll fight their way through it, and there's honestly nothing to worry about, despite the fact that Camavinga being injured is, you know, it is in fact a very, very big deal. Well, now, as far as I'm concerned, going back to the injuries, I mean, Eder Militao and Carvajal, I mean, Carvajal being out, you know, that was a huge, massive blow to Real Madrid. But we talk about, you know, these particular rumors as far as a move goes. I mean, Trent Alexander-Arnold somehow remains in the race, and Alphonso Davies also remains in the race. As far as those guys go, I mean, if Real Madrid manages to get both Trent Alexander-Arnold and Alphonso Davies, well, those are heavy investments. So, well, Real Madrid, money's never a problem, but if it's Liverpool and Bayern Munich are willing to actually make a deal, or if, you know, in that case, if Real Madrid is able to work out a deal. So, yeah. Anyway, so clearly the issues are still there. I mean, you can't overlook them. You just can't. So I can honestly say that the season's still going to be long, and as far as winning the Champions League goes, it seems that Real Madrid's been ruled out of it. I mean, not officially yet, but, you know, many are convinced that Real Madrid might not be able to. Some are actually concerned that Real Madrid might not even make a deep run in the Champions League, which would be embarrassing considering they're the defending champions. So, a lot of unanswered questions and, of course, justifiable causes for concern surround Real Madrid, especially because of the way they've been playing. Now, in this game against Las Palmas, Kylian Mbappe scored a brace, and actually one of them was able to convert a penalty. Mbappe would have had a hat trick, but one goal was actually nullified because of offside, and there was another goal that he was just unable to connect. But, you know, Kylian Mbappe, there was also one time where I believe he was denied by the Las Palmas goalie. So the struggles for Kylian Mbappe continue, but in this case, at least he scored a couple of goals. Kylian Mbappe is actually the second highest scorer right now for La Liga with 12 goals, I believe, if the stats are updated. But I believe that it's currently at 12 goals. Now, obviously, right now, as far as La Liga is concerned, Robert Lewandowski is the top scorer for La Liga. Again, right now with 16. But as always, I'm wondering, you know, if the stats are updating. Now, from looks of it, yes, these are, in fact, updated stats. But now, as far as, of course, the struggles for Mbappe, I mean, Carlo Ancelotti recently described Mbappe as, quote, he is the best center forward in the world, unquote. So, as far, you know, in my case, you know, Mbappe struggling and having, you know, these bad moments, I mean, obviously, it's a massive cause for concern for me personally because Mbappe is a French compatriot. But, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have ruled out the fact that Mbappe's first season with Real Madrid would be quite difficult. You know, everybody was already obviously very, very, very scared about this whole particular situation because everybody started kind of overreacting because of the struggles. But as far as I'm concerned, Mbappe should be fine. Now, again, the first season at Real Madrid, I mean, you know, we kind of had a feeling that things would be kind of difficult. But according to this, yeah, in La Liga so far, yeah, Mbappe is the second highest scorer with 12 goals. And again, Robert Lewandowski, the Polish Superman, is the top scorer with 16. Of course, it's surprising. You talk about Barcelona as well. Barcelona settled for a 1-1 draw against a club known as Getafe. And Barcelona's not doing too good in La Liga. So it's amazing how Barcelona goes from, you know, obliterating Real Madrid in the Supercopa de España final, but the struggles in La Liga continue to be an issue for Barcelona. So, yeah, it is what it is. But Real Madrid is still going to be dealing with Atletico Madrid because Real Madrid only has a 2-point lead, which we'll get to. Now, this game against Las Palmas, well, again, it was great to see Kylian Mbappe score a brace. A hat trick would have been better, but seeing Mbappe score, convert a penalty and then actually score an open play, I can honestly say that goal in open play was fantastic. The goal that was actually taken away by offside, well, that goal was fantastic as well, if only it had counted. But Real Madrid clearly needed to get this win in La Liga to try to get themselves back on track. A friend of mine still somehow believes that Real Madrid could actually still win the Champions League despite all the issues and the injuries and whatnot. Now, I'm not too sure about it. Now, if Real Madrid makes a deep run, then that's respectable. But Real Madrid needs to at least try to win at least one more title, whether it's La Liga or the Copa del Rey. So that would be still somewhat respectable. And the interesting part is that Real Madrid actually conceded within a minute of this game. And that goal that Las Palmas scored was, in fact, fantastic. So again, the fact that Real Madrid conceded very early in the game, within, you know, the first minute of the game, well, that right there shows, again, that they have a lot of problems, specifically on defense. So, starting lineup, four defenders, two midfielders, three forwards, and of course, the sole number nine striker, who else but Kylian Mbappe. Behind Mbappe, you have Rodrigo, Bellingham, and Brahim Diaz. In the midfield, you had Ceballos and Federico Valverde. And then in the backfield, you had Fran Garcia, Antonio Rudiger, Asensio, and the captain, Luka Vasquez. And of course, who else but Thibaut Courtois, the Belgian king, playing goalie. Yeah, the Belgian king. That's what I'll refer to, Thibaut Courtois. Okay, you know, because a friend of mine said, okay, if Kevin De Bruyne is the Belgian Superman, then Thibaut Courtois is the Belgian king. Oh, boy. So overall, a solid performance by Real Madrid, especially from the extensive highlights. Now, the injuries again for Real Madrid continue to be a massive problem. I think that's why, you know, Real Madrid is really trying to make a case. I mean, I'm not going to lie. If Real Madrid somehow, someway, miraculously, and I do mean miraculously, if they got both Trent Alexander-Arnold and Alphonso Davies, well, that would be absolutely fantastic. I mean, could you imagine? Now, it's still at the same time, you would ask yourself, what does this mean about Luka Vasquez? What does this mean about Garcia? I mean, of course, a lot of questions will be asked, but the fact, if you have Davies and Trent Alexander-Arnold in the same backfield as Antonio Rudiger and Luka Vasquez, well, things can certainly be good. Of course, you know, you bring in Dani Carvajal as well, so the potential, especially the solid defending potential for Real Madrid would instantly reappear. But as far as I'm concerned for now, we have to wait and see, because as far as Alexander-Arnold and Alan Davies go, if those moves happen, well, I can honestly say is I'll believe it when I see it. You know, when it happens, when none other than the Italian Superman himself, the most trusted source in football journalism, Fabrizio Romano, when Fabrizio Romano himself confirms, well, then we'll officially have the story. Then I'll officially be able to talk about it here on this program. Well, you know, now speaking of Real Madrid's performance and playing ability, three of the goals came with an assist. Now, of course, there was the penalty that which equalized for Real Madrid. Now, Mbappe actually had, you know, the fact of the matter is that I think there were two goals actually nullified by an offside. I'm not sure if the first one was by Mbappe. I mean, I know Mbappe had one taken away, but I think the original equalizer, which was within the first 2 minutes, which was probably about a minute after Las Palmas took the lead, that goal was taken away by offside. But I'm not sure that it was Mbappe that actually supposedly, you know, make that finish. But Mbappe, the other time, yeah, Mbappe's goal was taken away. So basically what I'm trying to say is twice, Real Madrid had a goal taken away, which is, you know, very, very unfortunate. But I think when Mbappe's goal was actually taken away, I believe it was probably Rodrigo that was offside. I'm not sure who it was, but whoever was offside, it was basically because of his shoulder and part of his arm was just offside. So it's unfortunate that, you know, that part of the body is the reason why you're offside, but offside is offside. But other than that, all other goals were made by an assist. Brahim Diaz's goal was with an assist from the captain, Luka Vasquez. And Mbappe's goal was an assist from Rodrigo. And of course, Rodrigo's goal, they made it 4-1, was an assist by Garcia. Real Madrid was in control in this one. In good control, honestly. Thibaut Courtois only made one save, believe it or not, but the Las Palmas goalie made a total of 9 saves. Let me say it again. 9 saves by the Las Palmas goalie and only one by Thibaut Courtois. 21 interceptions by the Las Palmas defense and 6 clearances. So Las Palmas, even though they got destroyed 4-1, 9 saves by their goalie, 21 interceptions by their defense, along with 6 clearances, 8 interceptions, and 5 clearances by the Real Madrid defense, and only 1 save again from the Belgian king himself, Thibaut Courtois. Oh, man. 13 shots on target for Real Madrid. 13 shots on target, and only 2 for Las Palmas, one of which was successfully converted. So the 2 shots on target for Las Palmas, one of them, they made it count because it was a goal, and the other one was saved by the Belgian king himself, Thibaut Courtois. Oh boy. So really, you see these positive stats even for Las Palmas, despite the fact that they got destroyed 4-1. So you just can't really argue that Las Palmas really certainly did their best. And they gave Real Madrid a challenge, but Real Madrid, despite the fact that all the missed scoring opportunities, they did their best because, again, 9 saves by the Las Palmas goalie. Real Madrid had 13 shots on target, and they made 4 of them count. So, hey, you got to give props to Las Palmas. Now, as far as La Liga stands out, Las Palmas is now in 14th place. Now, it's interesting because, you know, Getafe, the team that drew against Barcelona, is in 16th place. And Leganes, which, again, I hope I'm saying it correctly, that beat Atletico Madrid because Antoine Griezmann missed what would have been a game-time penalty. Well, Leganes getting the win, and they're in 15th place. So, Real Madrid's certainly a bit fortunate, but Real Madrid is only up by 2 points. Now, Barcelona is in third place at 39 points, so Atletico Madrid has a clear 5-point lead from Barcelona. Atletico Madrid sits in second, and Real Madrid's in first, but only with a 6-point lead. Now, before I get into these upcoming Champions League matches, you know, coming up, now, Atletico's next match is against Villarreal, and Real Madrid will actually take on Valladolid. So Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid are very likely to pick up the wins in that one. So Real Madrid would stay close to 2 points. Now, though, I believe there is actually the other Madrid derby coming up between Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. I'm not sure exactly when that'll be happening. It doesn't look like it's going to be happening actually anytime soon, unless I'm reading something incorrectly. But there was talk that the other Madrid derby would be happening sometime soon. But I must have misread it, but because I could have sworn I saw that. But again, whole thing is pretty difficult. But as far as I'm concerned, Real Madrid certainly has their work cut out for them, you know, coming up, especially because of performances. But based on the looks of it, no. I mean, Real Madrid again. It doesn't look like they'll be playing Atletico Madrid anytime soon again. So. Man. Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid will actually be playing on the 9th of February. So, kind of scrolled down the schedule and missed it. So, no, on the 9th of February, Real Madrid will actually take on Atletico Madrid. And this game is going to take place at Santiago Bernabeu. So, Real Madrid will look to actually get the job done this time. It would be huge for them. Because if Real Madrid can continue to win coming up into that match, especially in La Liga play, and if Atletico Madrid comes up short a few times, so as long as Atletico Madrid is able, up until the derby, if Atletico Madrid comes up short a few times, whether they settle for 1 point or they drop the full 3 points, and Real Madrid continues to win, Real Madrid will come into that derby in a very, very comfortable position, and if Real Madrid gets the win, then they'll be beaten even further. But at that point, Atletico Madrid could possibly drop to third if they don't get the 3 points in the next coming games. So Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid have a lot moving forward. So they got a lot at stake. And basically, first place for La Liga is what's heavily at stake. But also, you got to keep in mind that Barcelona may be struggling right now. But at any point, they can actually come back and possibly take La Liga from the nose of both Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. And how even further humiliating would it be if Barcelona took the La Liga, especially when Real Madrid, you know, at one several times, were in first place. So Real Madrid wants to find a way to deny Barcelona the La Liga title, but at the same time, they want to deny Atletico Madrid as well. Real Madrid has a lot at stake, as does Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. So Real Madrid wants to be in control. So, now that I've got that up, the standings. So Real Madrid's currently in first, but they're going to have to continue to win if they're going to stay in first. Now, the upcoming Champions League matches. Well, Barcelona will take on Benfica. Well, if Benfica could pull off the win at home, it certainly would be great. Well, Real Madrid will take on RP Salzburg, if I'm correct. Yep, but that's going to be on Wednesday. Now, as far as Atletico Madrid, well, Atletico Madrid takes on Bayer Leverkusen, and that's going to be at home for Atletico Madrid, so it would be huge if Atletico Madrid came up short in that one, but not sure, exactly sure what to expect. Other exciting matches, of course, Liverpool versus Lille, Manchester City versus Paris Saint-Germain. So, for AC Milan, we'll take on Girona, but I'm not too sure how, as far as this excitement goes in that one, it's just a game to keep an eye out on, but as far as I'm concerned, the games I've got my eye out on, aside from the La Liga matches, Benfica and Barcelona, Atletico and Bayer Leverkusen, and Real Madrid and RP Salzburg. Of course, the other matches aside from the Liga and the Champions League is the ones I've got my eye out on is Liverpool and Lille and Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City. And of course, Monaco and Aston Villa. Well, speaking of Monaco, I mean, they've really fallen behind in the French League. So things have not gone too well for them in the Champions League as well. So if they can pull off a win at home against Aston Villa, it would certainly be huge, but we'll have to wait and see. Well, that was certainly a case for me to recap the match between Real Madrid and Las Palmas and kind of give something I haven't really done so far this season, actually kind of give a runaround of La Liga because I've been doing that heavily with the Premier League and the French League. So, yeah, but I have talked sporadically about La Liga, but, you know, mainly in Champions League play. But, you know, of course, I've been paying attention most to Barcelona and Real Madrid. So it was great to spend a little bit of time talking about the Spanish La Liga. But before I let everybody go, I have a huge shout-out to give. I want to give a huge shout-out to Kian Long. Kian Long, ladies and gentlemen, is the lead editor for the Fansided Football Division. I actually been reading a lot of... I used to actually work for Fansided, and I've been spending a long time reading the section of Real Madrid, and Kian Long has actually been doing a fantastic job of the articles. I actually emailed him because I, for my desire to be connected with him and possibly actually work as a beat writer for the Real Madrid section of Fansided, which is called The Real Champs. And it's not only Kian Long's work that's fantastic, but also this other sports writer by the name of Maximus Polek, who recently actually released a piece just recently, actually on the day before my birthday, about Real Madrid eyeing a move for 35 million euros for the PSG center back. So of course, he mentions because of the injuries to Yedder Militao and David Alaba. And of course, he says that the only best fit center back on the team is Antonio Rudiger. So man. So as far as the move goes, according to this, yeah, it's center back Milan Skriniar. So I give a huge shout out to Kian Long, and of course I give a huge shout out to Maximus Polek. You gentlemen, if you guys happen to be listening to this, you guys keep up the good work. I would love to actually have both you gentlemen on this show. So Maximus Polek, Kian Long, you guys are doing a fantastic job running Fansided, The Real Champs. Kian Long, you know, you in your position, you're doing a fantastic job as well. Gentlemen, I hope you subscribe to the show, and I would love to have you guys on. Kian, thank you so much for listening to one of the latest episodes. Gentlemen, if you guys ever like to come on, please let me know. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Into the Net FC wherever you get your podcast. So please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.